It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our morning devotion.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
You're welcome to the 21st day in the month of August 2024. And it's indeed a huge blessing that we get to see each and every single day. And that is why before we begin the show, every single morning, we take our time to let the one who has made this possible, we let him know that we are grateful. So with one heart, with one mind, let us ascribe all glory to the King of Glory, the Most High, our Redeemer, our Comforter, our Protector, our provider. We have different names that we use to worship him. So whichever name that you feel befits him this morning, to me this morning, he is a father. Like, he watched me sleep through the night and preserved me. He made sure no harm came to me through the night. So to you, Lord Jesus, to you, my Redeemer, my Father, I want to say thank you. So whichever way you know how to worship him best, please do that this morning. If you want to dance to him, if you want to sing to him, no matter what you want to do this morning, just do it. But make sure you are thanking him because he deserves our praises. Once again, you're welcome to the 21st day in the month of August 2024. And if you're just joining us for the very first time, I want to welcome you. And I want to assure you that you are in the right place. This is the time of the day where we get together to learn, hear, and share the word of God, where we gather to know the mind of God concerning us and equip ourselves for every single day. So if you are broken, if you are depressed, if you're lost, if you're sad, then this is just the place for you. This is like the hospital where we get our doses. And like I always say on the show, that every day is never complete without a dose of the Word of God. The Word of God can simply eliminate a lifelong issue if you just get the right dose. So every single morning we gather here just to hear what God has to tell us. And if you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm, let everybody know that it's time to gather. Wake your family, tell your community that it is time. God wants to speak to us this morning. So share, 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 and share. Once again, today is the 21st day in the month of August 2024. And I would like to specially tell you that this very segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you're welcome. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, handling persecutions. We'll be looking at a topic that says, handling persecutions. Our hymn today is hymn 10, In Christ Alone, In Christ Alone. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Once again, our memory verse is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from John chapter 15, from verse 18 to 21. John chapter 15, from verse 18 to 21. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world will love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. Verse 21, but all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, as long as this world remains, every true child of God will face persecution because the devil is the prince of this world. We can see that in John chapter 14, verse 30. John chapter 14, verse 30. You must therefore be well equipped. You must be well equipped to handle persecutions so that they won't derail you from your race to heaven. The devil persecutes you as a child of God because he wants you to deny Christ. And the only way to pass through persecution without denying Christ is to be well grounded in him. Therefore, because persecutions come and before the devil launches his attack, you must be well rooted in Christ by studying God's word, memorizing it, and praying without ceasing. The depth of a tree's root determines if it will remain standing during a storm. If you don't want persecutions to bring you down, you must be deeply rooted in God's word. Those who fail in times of persecutions are those who were not as intimate with Christ as they should have been before persecution came. Long ago, there was a missionary in a foreign land where Christians were being persecuted. On a wedding day, the local police raided the missionary base and arrested her in her wedding dress. She kissed the handcuff they put on her and said, "Lord, I didn't know you were so jealous over me and wouldn't let me marry anyone else. How beautiful is your wedding ring to me?" She was so in love with Christ that her wedding being invaded meant nothing to her. She saw the handcuffs as wedding rings. That is the kind of intimacy you must have with Christ, so as not to deny him in the face of persecution. When people compromise after facing a little persecution, like not being promoted at work because of their Christian values, I shake my head because I know that they were never really rooted in Christ. Christians who are truly rooted in Christ rejoice when they are persecuted because they know they are blessed. We can see that in Matthew chapter 5 from verse 10 to 12. They see persecutions as a sign that they are a terror to the devil, and that excites them. They want to cause him more terror. Persecutions drive them to do more for God against the kingdom of darkness. In the book of Acts chapter 5 verse 41, Acts chapter 5 verse 41, the disciples rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for Jesus' sake. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 13, we were told to rejoice that we are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Don't let persecutions weigh you down. Let it become fuel for you to do more for God. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, are you deeply rooted in Christ, such that you can withstand the storms of persecution when they come? Are you deeply rooted in Christ, such that you can withstand the storms of persecution when they come? May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you been blessed by today's Open Heaven? If indeed you have been blessed and you want somebody who is going through this to hear what the Lord has to say to them, please and please do share with them. For as many that you know would be in need of a word from God today, please kindly do us a favor by sharing with them. And how can you do this? By simply visiting our website. You can copy the link directly on the website while listening to the podcast right now. But if you are willing to share and you still do not know how to, I would put you through. You can visit our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Go to the podcast. Click on it. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You would see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Select whichever one you would like to share and share with somebody today. Like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. So kindly share with somebody today and be a blessing in the person's life. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. every single morning on Praise Palace Radio. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. You can also download our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store to listen to this and many more of our exciting shows for the day. It promises to be an exciting moment in the presence of God. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. But before you go, please stay tuned for an information after this show. God bless. You can only come this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.